Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I think it's appropriate to talk about some of the godfathers of Napa Valley Cabernet. Mm-hmm. And I would put Chuck Wagner of Camus right up in that tier.
Hell yeah.
Tremendously influential. And he has a big family. And they've been kind of like branching out. So we have some projects coming from the people that brought you Camus.
Well, they brought you Camus, and they brought you Conundrum, and they brought you, a number of other projects. And these are children, and one of them is running a project called Mère Soleil, and the other one is running a project called Belle Gloss. And we're going to talk about both of those. Belle Gloss is really interesting stuff. This is they're specialists in Pinot Noir. They have several different specific vineyard-designated wines. Not inexpensive, not stupid expensive, but they're going to run around the $40 to $45 per bottle range. And I got to tell you, they were remarkably different, and they were all terrific.
Wow.
Now, these are going to be a little on the big side. I mean, there's been a lot of, talk about Pinot Noir should be on the softer, gentler, rounder side. And yet some of the best producers I'm seeing are going pretty full-bodied. So these are going to be in that full body. Anyway, there's a Las Alturas Vineyard Selection. This is from the Santa Lucia Highlands in Monterey. There is a Russian River Selection from the Derryman Vineyards. And then there is a Clark and Telephone Vineyard, which comes from the Santa Barbara area and Santa Maria Valley. So they're kind of cherry-picking from three great regions for producing Pinot Noir. And I got to tell you, every single one of these got like a 92 to 94-point score from me. They're all very different in terms of the way the fruit's going to present. Structurally, they're all very similar, again, on the full-bodied. So if you wanted to sort of do some experiments looking at three different regions for Pinot Noir, this would be a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also have a wine called Meiomi, which is basically a blend of the three regions. And this is your deal. This is your 91 to 92 point Pinot Noir that sells for $25 to $30.
Wow.
So, same producers, but they're selecting from both the Monterey, the Santa Barbara, and the Sonoma and blending that particular one. And that is the deal. So, if you want to experiment, Belle Gloss, great name for Pinot Noir. Now, Chardonnay side is the Mère Soleil side. And they had two offerings that I tried. One is the Reserve Chardonnay, which is going to sell for actually quite reasonably $23 to, say, $30. And the reason these ranges are so broad is depending on the quantity discount the retailer buys.
Right.
And then they have something called Silver, which is an unoaked Chardonnay, which is going to be in the $17 to $25 bottle range. The Silver actually comes in this really interesting ceramic bottle.
And wow.
It's beautiful. Now, of the two, I absolutely fell in love with the Silver.
No kidding.
It's one of the first completely unoaked Chardonnays that I thought was just fabulous. Wonderful bright pear and peach flavors, well-nuanced and expressive with terrific acidity, but supporting very well-layered fruit. The acidity does not get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautifully produced. I gave it a score of 94, and at $17 to $25, I would buy that till the cows came home.
I would say so.
The Reserve is going to be your big oaky mm-hmm. wine. And maybe if I hadn't done the Silver first, I wouldn't have been so put off. I liked the Reserve, but the wood just kind of got in the way for me.
Uh-huh.
So while I liked it a lot, it's still not as good as the Silver. So those might be some selections there.
We're going to put all of those on the website. Hope you can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.